You know, that's really kind of the way it's all supposed to be. The torch has been passed, and it's been passed, and it's been passed. My personal recollection of remembering Stefan Grappelli was I was a geek in high school for two reasons. Okay, I was a geek in high school for a whole bunch of reasons, but there was... because I was walking around singing lyrics to songs by the Hot Licks and Dan, and also because I tried to turn on my orchestra in high school to Stefan Grappelli. And I actually got the concertmaster to get in the car and drive with me to San Francisco to this very place, the Great American. It's funny how karma is. And we saw this guy, and the whole time I was thinking, either I'm digging myself in deeper here, or this friend of mine is going to have his mind blown. And he didn't say anything to me all night long, my friend. And at the end of the thing, he said, "That was fucking outrageous. Excuse my French." So, and you know what we did? We dug it so much. And, you know, I brought roses and threw them up on stage because I thought that was the European thing to do, you know. Guys visiting our country, I wanted him to feel like we know, you know, whatever. So, and I was like in high school. I didn't know you could sneak into the back dressing room back in those days, and they don't let you do that now, but there was a period of time when you could. But so we stood around in the alley back here, it's called Olive Street, and we stood around until like, I don't know, 1 or 2 in the morning, and out came Stefan Grappelli, and not only did we get to meet him and say, "Yeah, we brought you the roses and we really like dig your playing and everything," but when he found out we were both violin players, he like actually got out of the car that he was getting into and gave us both big hugs, you know. And yeah, okay, I since came to learn that Stefan was a very, very outwardly demonstrative person and all of that. And you know, the biggest thing I learned from Stefan Grappelli, if not like about great music, if nothing else, is just like be true to who you are inside. And that's really what I got from Stefan. By the way, he hugged me. Now here's another song that he wrote with Django Reinhardt. This is called Black and White.